I accept your nomination to be governor of the state of New York.
Cuomo was nominated by a diverse group ranging from former President Clinton, Harry Belafonte, and union leaders, all via video, and ending with an endorsement from his daughters. Cuomo, speaking to a packed and excited hall of delegates, recounted his accomplishments, including passing same-sex marriage, rebuilding the Tappan Zee Bridge, and capping property taxes.
My friends, we did what we said we were going to do. New York is on the move, and we ain't going back.
The governor painted his GOP opponent, Rob Astorino, who he did not mention by name, as a backwards-thinking extremist.
They believe that if you grant other people's rights, it diminishes their rights. We believe when you grant other people rights, it enhances our own rights.
Andy says he needs 4 more years to achieve more goals, including better preparedness for superstorms, helping more African American and Latino children go to college, and to cut property taxes. He says he also wants to achieve 3 major unfinished progressive goals: the DREAM Act, to give children of undocumented immigrants college aid; the Women's Equality Act, which contains an abortion rights provision; and public campaign finance. Cuomo blamed Republicans in the Senate, who he says have blocked those items.
And we need to complete our social reform agenda. The state Senate so far has failed to deliver. We must pass a Women's Equality Act, public finance, and a DREAM Act. And we will.
At the same time, Cuomo praised Republicans, saying they enabled him to reach across the aisle and end government gridlock on the state budget. Cuomo's running mate, former Western New York Congresswoman Kathy Hochul, praised the governor for delivering on promises to help economically distressed Buffalo. Hochul lashed out at her GOP opponents, saying they're against Cuomo's startup program, which offers a tax-free plan to new businesses, and for opposing the monetary grant to the region known as the Buffalo Billion.
Now, the Buffalo Billion is up there in the hearts and minds of West New Yorkers, like the Sabres, the Bills, chicken wings. You don't mess with this stuff, okay? I mean, you know, next, was he going to call for the elimination of the chicken wing? I mean, come on, where are you going to hurt? You're going to go after us here. You can't touch that.
The governor was next headed to Cooperstown to join President Obama for an event highlighting tourism. At the Democratic State Convention on Long Island, I'm Karen DeWitt.